Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Great show today. We've got we're co-hosting with Market Rally Radio and Chip Flory, and also talking to Marlon Bowling. So we're doing a lot of farm products, but a lot of things that tie together. So just sit back and relax. But in the meantime, today's show is brought to you by Audible. You get a free audiobook download in the 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, and MP3 player. Anyway, so what's going on in the world? Well, you know, markets are a little goofy as usual. Very thin. Volumes are down to garbage. Ag markets have been a little wild. Hog market is taking off, and cattle took off, but I think this is going to be very short-lived. But in the meantime, we totally ignore everything when it comes to equities, and we've got a lot of stuff going on that doesn't make sense. But remember, and I think this is important for everybody, excuse me, when bad news does not drive the markets lower, okay, then that means they're going higher. Right now, what we see is anytime there's news that is not favorable, the markets pause, maybe break a tad, and then just go straight back up. That will change eventually. Now, again, who knows when? I can't tell you when, but I am telling you that that is the case, that when markets, so right now, we're in the mode that good news helps propel the market higher. Bad news just kind of stalls it for a few minutes, but that will eventually change, as it always does. This is not a new market. It's not a new world. It's the same as it's always been. And what you're looking for is when that starts to change. So we're looking for a footprint that corresponds with a potential top of the market. We're looking for, a lot of things that will then fit in. But we're not going to predict. You know, again, we've got bonds, interest rates going higher, which doesn't make sense. The bonds are going higher, which is pushing down interest rates, which is illogical. But, of course, with the lower dollar, that kind of makes interest rates more expensive to begin with. We are starting to see much more of foreign money step in here into the United States, which is not a good thing. I don't give a crap what anybody says. I mean, you know, again, that's just more giving it more of what we own. And the real problem with it is it's because of the weaker dollar if you're coming in from the Eurozone, you're getting a 20% discount basically on anything you buy. So not a big fan, but I'm not a big fan of manipulation to begin with. So, you know, that becomes a problem. And of course, OPEC continues to try to fight, and, you know, oil has had a nice rally. But, you know, 48, I think we sold at 47.20, but 48 would be, I don't have any inclinations thinking that it will go much past that. If it even gets there, I think you look for a douche, a beatdown. But in the meantime, you know, there's a lot of quirky things going on in the markets. And if you look at actual correlations that are supposed to be there, they're not working right now. But that's why we don't trade correlations. That's why we trade each chart individually. So make sure you remember that. Now, we're going to go over and visit with Market Rally Radio, Chip Flory. He's one of our friends. And, of course, I do their show every single week. But also want to make sure that you get to hear me co-host with him, because I get to actually explain and talk with. It is farmers and producers, but not only farmers and producers, because the theories that we talk about are good for everybody. It's, again, we're going to do a special webinar in the next couple of weeks on charting and understanding what the markets are telling you. But I do explain some of this to Chip Flory and the Market Rally team, as well as all you great listeners who also listen to both shows. So let's get over to Chip Flory right now, and we will you'll hear what I got to say, and we'll be back.
We're not sure either. I think somebody gave Bubba a guitar.
I'm picking away, baby.
Welcome back to Market Rally. Corn moderately higher, solid gains in soybeans, meal, and bean oil. Oh, listen to John Harris. That is, believe it or not, Led Zeppelin. And it's hot dog. Really? Yeah. That's what Harris says. I don't know. Yeah.
I wonder what album that one's on. We're going to the Google machine.
Okay. Soybeans were higher. Winter wheat was mixed. Spring wheat was lower. That, of course, is because it's National Hot Dog Day. We can't forget that.
Mm-hmm. I could go for a sandwich.
I could, too. Live cattle and feeder. Cattle were sharply higher. Oh, geez. Don't start that. And lean hogs saw solid gains in today's trade. Give us a call. It's 855-482-5524. You can also tweet at us. Hashtag MRRChip. Today's guest, Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com. All right, man, let's get into talking about what's going on in these markets. I mentioned it during the news there, Bubba. Outside days in new crop corn and new crop beans with a mid-range close. From a chart perspective, when you see something like that, what does it tell you?
Well, I mean, when you look at those things, you're watching to see where the major trend is or where the short term trend. You have to identify what you're looking for first and how you're looking to trade. If you're looking at a long term chart, you're going to look certainly different than you're going to look if you're looking at a short term chart. So if I'm looking at the chart today, I would say that the corn still looks pretty solid and it looks like it wants to hold. I mean, we got a pretty solid base. We built at 385. We just made a new higher low at 390 basis December. So I'm looking for much higher prices. And I don't think we're going to really run any problems until we get up around, 415, 418, the highs again, because that's what you're looking here. This is some action around the market, but it did close positive. It would close negative. I'd have had a little bit different view, a slant on it. It might go down and checks the lows, but that's what you're watching for is where is the trend in the time you're trading? Because if you look at any chart, they're all the same, whether you're looking at 5 minutes or you're looking at 5 years. Every chart is the same. They're going to make the same patterns, just the speed in which they're going to make those changes.
Yeah, and the speed in which they make those changes. Another thing that we need to be watching when we get days like yesterday with that gap higher, and then we came back and we filled the gap and closed low range. Volume yesterday upticked from the previous day, but it still wasn't anything spectacular in the corn market. How closely, when you're looking at a chart, Bubba, how closely are you also looking at volume?
I like to watch volume. Obviously, volume is important if you're trying to sustain a move. It's also important because if it's light volume or thin volume, markets are much easier manipulated when there's no volume around. So you see on these days when, make quiet holiday days or whenever, they can do things a lot differently because one big order will trash or rally the market straight up, and there's really nobody in the way to stop it. So that's something you have to watch. And so I watch volume. Usually you'll see volume picks up on down days, which is natural because there's more fear or panic coming to there. But when you look at them, you want to make sure that the market is doing what you think it is. And you can always tune into a shorter term chart to find out what you want. I think we got to go to break or whatever, so I'll get back to that when we get back to it. For you listeners of The Bubba Show, Audible is offering free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. And I can tell you, I'm a user. I love their service. Use it all the time. I personally recommend Fed Up, and I also recommend Creature from Jekyll Island, and I also recommend anything from Stuart Woods. I'm a big fan. But make sure you check it out. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. You get a free audiobook. Check it out for 30 days. And I guarantee you won't come back because they've got great books and great stuff. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. Excuse me. LibertyTalk.fm. You can download the show every single day. And don't forget, you got to help old Bubba out. We're going to stop out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break with Chip Flory and the gang, The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. This is us busy with Market Rally Radio. Chip Flurry. Today's show is brought to you by BarkBox.com. Get one extra free month at BarkBox.com. That's www.getbarkbox.com/The Bubba Show. Let's get back with Chip Flurry at Market Rally Radio. Here we go.
No. We got lots of time.
Okay.
We got lots of time here. You know, I can hear what you're saying and see what's on the chart, and I can imagine people out there thinking, boy, I bet it wasn't that way when the pits were full and we didn't have the electronic trade and we still had open outcry. But that's exactly what happened on those low volume days. Some guy would come into the pits swinging big orders and all of a sudden you'd get these wild price swings going in the market, even in the days of the open outcry, right?
Oh, like it was just as bad, if not worse, because again, yeah, you had guys who would pile in. You know, one thing you have to remember about the trading business is it's a competitive business, and if a guy can figure out a way to grab an edge, and guys will do this, and firms will do this. I mean, I want to go off topic for a second. Look at gold and silver the last 2 weeks. We had three major moves. When did those moves happen? They happened when there was no volume. They happened when nobody's around. And they were gigantic based on the volume and the time of day they happened. So that'll happen in any market. And that's why you want to be careful. When they're lighter volume days, you want to watch very closely before you get yourself too involved, because they can just rip them one way or the other and you may not be able to stop it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You talk about getting caught. Those are the days that you can get caught in a position and not be able to get out. Okay, Bubba, I had an email request earlier, and as long as we're talking about charts and money flow and stuff like that, I want to go to this this question off of email. Basically what they said was that Bubba has mentioned squeezed. Somebody's getting squeezed in these markets a couple of times. What exactly does he mean?
That's a great question. And typically, the squeeze comes when a market's been hammered to the downside. Guys get caught short. You know, again, people like to pile in. They like to jump in. And all of a sudden, what happens is when the markets all of a sudden decide, okay, we've gone down far enough, you start to see a squeeze, which means that some of the shorts start to cover and they start crawling over each other to get out. And then that particular rally will bring in some new money, and all of a sudden you've got a race for the door and guys are puking their brains out, is the way you put it, because that's what's happened. That's exactly what's happening. Is the squeeze is when time and price become irrelevant, that the guys just get me out. And if you remember the Trading Places when they were doing orange juice, I mean, it was just get me out at any price, I don't care. And that's what happens. That's what a squeeze is. And that's when you see those extension bars and these prices go crazy in either direction. Somebody is trapped, and that is what's happened. Otherwise, the markets are much more efficient wise. Most of the time they trade in ranges and they move little bits and pieces, but then you get these people get stuck and they just fly up or down.
Yep. Okay. Another thought just went through my head, talking about the difference between the days of open outcry and today with the electronic trade. Do you find the charts as reliable as they used to be?
Well, I think when you were in open outcry chart, Chip, you had a lot better feel for the crowd around you. It's like if you play poker, we're playing online poker versus live poker. All right, you get a much better feel for the guys that are around you. So I think that the charts are as pure as they can be. They're probably cleaner now than they were, but the actual understanding what your opponent was doing at the same time was easier then. And that's where the difference comes in. But if you're just a pure technical reader, then you can follow the charts, because they always leave some sort of a footprint that gives you a better idea of what's to happen next. And that's why you want to make sure that you're trying to understand what the market thinks is going next, not what we think it's going next, because our opinions are very often wrong.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get into the fundamental. Let's bring the fundamental side of this into play, because you know me, bud. I respect the chart action. I respect money flow. I talk about them all the time. But in my heart, I'm a fundamentalist, and I believe that crop size matter. I believe that that demand matters in these markets. Well, talk about how you use or maybe don't use the fundamentals in the grains.
I personally never use fundamentals in anything, because what I'm looking for is if I see something like, you know, that I've been calling a buy in corn since it was about 340. And now why? Because the money was looking like it was looking to come in to buy. So the fundamentals eventually proved me correct, and we got higher prices. But the technicals will give you the earlier sign. When you get too worried about the fundamentals, everybody's on the same thing, reading the same tea leaves, which is, you know, we have big demand. Well, those signs show up long before. Money knows what's about to happen next in most cases. And that's why you want to put yourself in a position to understand what the money's thinking. You know, if you look at some of the big moves we've had over the last couple of years, I mean, you go back to a year ago, July 4th, you know, everybody's worried the weather, the markets were flying, everybody was buying, and what happened as soon as it came out? They collapsed. Well, you would have known if you were looking at the chart, that was an easy read, that they weren't going to be able to extend much farther. You could see the way the money was flowing. Because big money knows the fundamentals. And of course, with today's computers, with everybody carrying a laptop in their pocket, there's no secrets anymore. There's no surprises to these major reports. That's why we don't get as many wild days off a report these days. And if you can pick that information up on a short-term chart much faster than it will show up. Now, fundamentals eventually will play to what you need, which is what you're saying. But to get in or get out or to look for places, it's easier to look at the shorter-term chart, and that will give you a much better hint to what's next.
Bubba, my problem when I'm using the charts is I have a tough time pinpointing when I should trust an apparent trend change based on the charts.
Well, I mean, that's where you, if you're trading or you're hedging or you're doing whatever you're doing, that's where you use either a defensive strategy that allows you to take you out if you're wrong, or you use a strategy that you can limit the loss if it turns out the right. You're not going to be right every single time. Of course, you know me. I've not been right every trade I've called on air. I mean, some of them I get buried on. But I always have an exit plan. That is the key, Chip, is to have an exit plan. When you enter, know what you're going to do and how you're going to get out. Don't sit there and wait till they conk in the head a few times and just start taking your money away. You got to figure out, how am I getting out? When you get in an airplane, the first thing they tell you is, where's the exit door? When you get in a trade or when you're looking at something, get the exit. Know where you're getting out, because if you don't have an idea where you're getting out, then you're going to get killed. Because again, there are false breakouts. There's all kinds of things that are deceiving in the market. But if you can learn to understand it and you can learn to put the defense in, you get much better chance.
Okay. So have that exit plan. I got a feeling that that's at the heart of avoiding the risk of ruin. We're going to be talking about that next with Bubba on Market Rally. Horowitz from BubbaTrading.com. Give us a call. It's 855-482-5524. You can also tweet at us with the hashtag MRRChip. Bubba, you just heard Dan Vaught doing his tech outlook on copper. Do you buy into the idea that you know, the metal markets, whether they be the precious metals or the industrial metals or the energies, anything like that, the outside markets, as I like to call them, can give us some direction in the grains?
I mean, I guess if copper broke out to the upside, it would insinuate that there's more growth and there'd be, you know, more demand for product. I mean, it could mean that. I mean, I don't really, you know, I think one of the big problems we make is when we try to put outside markets and figure out what the grains are going to do. Right now, if you'd be ruined if you had the outside markets, because if you look at the dollar, everything dollar related should be higher than it is right now. I mean, gold should be at like 1300 based on where the dollar's at. So we get too confused and markets eventually come back in the line. But at any given time, I would never make that assumption that this market's going to affect this market today. And that's where I think we get confused. Yeah. I mean, I think copper's a sale here, but I think grains are a buy. So that would be my trade.
Yeah.
And this segment's being brought to you by BarkBox. They've been around since 2011, making a lot of happy dogs, mine being one of them. So make sure you check out BarkBox.com. What you need to do is you need to go check them out and listen to BarkBox is offering a 1 month extra free month of BarkBox at BarkBox.com. A lot of treats and stuff for dogs. Now, we know that got to take care of the dogs because they take care of us. And to receive one free month, go to GetBarkBox.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's GetBarkBox.com/The Bubba Show to receive an extra month of BarkBox for free. Don't miss out. Be one of the guys. Go to BarkBox and take care of that pooch ears. Just like my new one. I told you I got a new Alaskan Malamute to go with the other one I have. And, of course, it was a surprise. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and you know, LibertyTalk.fm, you want to make sure you download the show every single day, A, because I need you, and you know, I got to get some sponsorship here, so make sure that you do that for me, and of course, you can get the Sporting Edge on the weekends. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break, and we will be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show. Among the stars, and let me see. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. That whistle is 10
o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're hanging out with Chip Fleury on Market Rally Radio. And, of course, I do with them a segment every Wednesday at 2:06 Central. But I got invited to help to co-host with Chip, and you know, actually, I'd like to do the show myself, but he didn't want me to be. He's afraid what I might say on his show by myself, so I got that. But in the meantime, this is brought to you by Casper.com, the mattress people. A great product, great stuff, and you know, what we want is to, today's show is brought to you by Casper.com. Receive $50 towards any mattress purchase at www.caspertrial.com/The Bubba Show. In the meantime, let's get back to our friend Chip Fleury and hear what I have to say on Market Rally Radio. Let's get back.
Yeah. And speaking of the dollar, that dollar sure feels like it wants to trade lower.
Well, I think 94, you know, we call 94 on right on the Market Rally Radio about when it was over a dollar. And I think it's about found its limit. I thought the capitulation bottom it had made yesterday was pretty good and pretty solid. I think we're pretty close to the bottom. One of the things you do have, though, this is part of that whole interest rate package. You know, if they can keep the dollar lower, it artificially raises rates a little bit. So it's kind of a little bit of a currency war deal, and that these fiat currencies float a little bit different than they used to. So, but I think it's fine, probably found a bottom. I'd be a buyer of the dollar here.
Okay, I just got a direct message from a listener. Said, wanted me to remind you that last week, Bubba, we mentioned $5 corn.
Yes.
And I realize that that could be a longer-term call, but is that still in your thought process?
Yeah, I think 450 minimum we reach. I think we had a chance, an outside chance at five. You know, a lot will depend, which I said. And again, I don't back away from my calls. Yeah. I'm right on there. I mean, I'll tell them they're good or bad. But I think that the corn's got a good shot. I think if we get some selling pressure in the equities, which I expect, money will be looking for alternative investments, and there is no better investment right now as an alternative than the grain space because, again, based on where we're supposed to be with inflation and all this other stuff, they're cheap as a commodity. So I would expect that to be a very real call and very potential with what's going on in everything else. Now, that depends if the markets would sell off, the stock markets and get some money coming in, but I think everything else is going to look good anyways.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. Okay. Now, but you can have that thought, you know, that higher corn price thought in your head, but you can plan for that and trade for that, but you got to protect against being wrong, right?
100%. I mean, look, Anybody out there who produces or farms corn should be locking in. They're well over, I believe, or close to what their input cost is. You got to be protecting the input cost, you know, now. I mean, there's no reason not to be at least locked in. Now, you can lock in without giving up the potential upside of the market. That's one of the things that I pride myself in is we can get in, lock in, let's say, you know, 385 corn right now. But if it goes to five, we're getting every dime of that five. But we know that our bottom line is if it goes to 330, we're out at 385.
Okay. You want to give us a couple of strategies on how that might work?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, one of the basic strategies you could use is you could take a, you could sell a future, but of course that requires margin. But you could, if you buy a call above a future, then you've got what is known as a synthetic put, which means that if the markets go straight up, your call's going up with the short future, so you don't have no loss there. Your crop goes up, which is your underlying security, so that keeps going up, so you're in great shape. In the meantime, if corn falls out of bed, your call you bought, which is your difference between where we're trading right now and what you paid for it, if it goes to zero but the future keeps taking down, you're making dollar for dollar in that future underneath. You can establish a number right now where you want to be and what you want to lock in. And that's something that I think is important that most people have to understand. I've got a bunch of my guys locked in at 10-10 soybeans. All right. And again, I think they're going higher, but I'm certainly happy that they're out at 10-10. And if God forbid the world comes to an end, they're out at 10-10. They have nothing to worry about.
Gotcha. Okay, let's talk about market expectations. It's always, you know, we get the news wires do their polls going into USDA reports. We get the weather forecast, so the market builds in expectations on weather. I mean, the market is full of expectations all the time. How do you manage those, Bubba?
Well, you know, when we know there's a report coming out, in today's world, this is another thing that's changed, along with technology, the tractors and everything else that we use, and the way we can now get more out of a crop. We now have, you know, we can calculate news before it gets there. You know, most of the big funds, the big banks who are involved, they have a pretty good idea what that number's going to be before it ever shows. Why? Because you can track all the little numbers that bring to the big number. So they've already started pricing in or building in or making their position to what they think. So typically what happens, a great example of last week's USDA report, markets had gotten pumped up. And, you know, the commercials are already in. All of a sudden you heard more commercials buying. And the next you know, everybody's buying. And what happens? The report comes out and boom, down comes the market. That happens all the time because we get too much involved in the day-to-day news instead of looking at where the markets are technically. Because the markets tipped off a long ago that they were building a bottom. So as long as you have a bottom you can build against, you might as well go ahead and start to participate. But once you lose sight of where the bottom is, then you have to be worried. And I think that's what happened in soybeans. When we went to 10.50 so fast, they lost sight of where some support was, and we came right back down to 10 bucks.
Yeah. Yeah. So what you're talking about here is buy the rumor, sell the fact, right?
Well, yeah, it's the old story. I mean, you just want to know. But even today, it's more so because, again, back in the day, there was more guesswork to it because you didn't really know. But now you can actually calculate it. And I guarantee you some of these big firms are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to have that information and kind of be able to calculate it. And they could probably present the report better than the USDA report when they get it out there and give you the exact information.
Yeah. Okay, this just came in on Twitter. It's from at Eelsburned. The question is, any good suggestions on resources for improving technical analysis skills for novice traders?
Well, you can email me. I'll give you some skills. I mean, I do teach the skills, actually. But I mean, there's you know, so there's some good books on chart reading. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff on the internet, but you just want to be careful to separate the trash from what's real. And really, if you take a general look at a chart, you know, if you watch it, you can kind of see it developing. And whoever that was, just tell them to email me. They can come and listen to one of my webinars. I do it for free. And I go through about 20 or 30 charts explaining why and where they do. If anybody wants that, just have them shoot me an email and I'll be happy to let them come on and check it out once.
Okay. What is that email address?
Bubba@BubbaTrading.com. And I do a technical analysis every Monday night. I do some chart reading, so that works out well, and it's recorded as well, so I can just send you the recording as well. Happy to share it. Again, I'm a big believer in educating, as you know, because that's why I have myself in a high school program that I fund all by my lonesome.
Yep, exactly. And I don't know how many of you people know this, but Bubba's out there teaching high school kids on managing finance, right?
Yeah, no, we teach them from credit cards, credit score, all the way up to how to hedge a crop or how to hedge a portfolio, how to trade options. We teach them whatever we can. We usually the class goes 6 months, and right now we're in 250 high schools throughout the country. And again, I foot that bill myself and am happy to do so. I want to make sure that we can try to educate our youth, because to me, we make a lot of mistakes, and you're watching it happen right now in our government, that they just don't understand natural economics and true price discovery, which is one of the things that is a lost art right now in our world right now. We have too much price manipulation underneath because of things that are being done around us.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the things that you talk about quite a bit in your podcast, don't you?
Yeah, no, I talk about what's, you know, again, just like this healthcare deal. Now, why is it that we have to have so much division? I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. You shouldn't have so much division on what's going on, because we need to get this done. We need to have free markets and insurance so guys can get insurance. I mean, I don't know how many can afford to get insurance, and why are the Democrats so far against it? Well, I know why they are. And even within the own party, we have too many people there that are more interested in their own pocketbook and not you and me. And that's where the problems come in. And that's where we need the free markets to come back so we can go ahead and deal with them instead of having, you know, all this trash going on at the same time. It just doesn't make sense. And it's not economic. It's not savvy. It's really just a joke at what's going on. We need to adjust that so we can see free markets return, which will allow interest rates to flow freely, which will allow higher prices on grains and things like that.
Yep. Yep. All right, guys, that's Bubba. Hey, follow him on Twitter. It is worth it, you guys. It's very much worth it. @Bubba_trading is Bubba's Twitter handle. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it, Chip. Have a great day.
You bet. That's Todd Horowitz.
And Chip was brought to you by Casper, Casper.com, the mattress people. Check him out for you listeners. Of the Bubba Show, Casper's offering $50 towards any mattress purchase at Casper.com. Really great stuff and a great mattress. I really think I urge you to check it out. To receive $50 towards any mattress purchase, go to CasperTrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's CasperTrial.com/The Bubba Show for your $50 towards any mattress purchase. Check them out, Casper.com. In the meantime, LibertyTalk.fm, you can download The Bubba Show every single day. Don't forget, don't let old Bubba down. And, you know, you can also get the Sporting Edge on the weekends there. And don't forget, Bubba's Bottom Line, available to you at BubbaTrading.com. Check it out. This is The Bubba Show. And, of course, we're going to step out here for a break and come back with some more farming stuff from our friend Marlon Bowling at Rural Rally Radio. It's kind of a media Thursday. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back with more after the break. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. It is Todd Bubba Horowitz, and today's show is brought to you by audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. BarkBox, get BarkBox.com, /The Bubba Show, and Casper, CasperTrial.com. In the meantime, let's get the Marlon Bowling at Rural Rally Radio right now. Here we go.
Mr. Todd Bubba Horowitz, BubbaTrading.com in Chicago, and get his thoughts on the trade. Good morning, Mr. Bubba. How are you?
Good morning, Marlon. How are you?
I'm doing fine, just as long as I can stay out of the sultry weather. Boy, about the eastern half of the U.S. is really sweating it out this week.
It is amazing, isn't it? I guess we go through every year, though, right? It's kind of like we always forget, and then when you get out in it for a little bit, you remember, and it's one of those things, and, you know, it'll create more need for something. We don't know yet what yet, but it will do something. And, of course, we got the grains look pretty solid here. I mean, I think that, after the USDA report and a little bit of a sell-off, they, it popped a little bit. And I thought they were a little bit too rich yesterday, and I thought they should sell back a little bit, which they did to close. And they're holding, though. I think that's the more important thing, is they're holding up pretty well here. I'm still looking for much higher prices. I think we're in pretty good shape here.
I'm kind of fascinated by this spread relationship between the corn and soybeans here, Todd, because the corn, you know, you would have to think we're getting past or at least in the middle toward the tail end of the critical tasseling period for the corn. I know we're in the middle of it right now. I realize that. But on the other hand, the soybean market, as you look forward and they can continue to forecast hot temperatures, the soybeans are getting into that critical pod filling time here in the next couple of weeks. And yet the corn is far outperforming the soybean trade right now. So why is that?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of the things that we had seen earlier, you know, based on some projections back, and let's face it, the beans had really gotten dumped pretty hard, and they're rallying back nicely, and I think they're trying to find, what is fair value based on money. And, I think that, we watched, remember they were at $9, and we thought 9 would be very important as a hold. It went to, and then we said 9.50 and 10, and before you knew it, they were 10.40. And now they're back at around that 10 buck level, which I think is a real key area that will show. I mean, again, one of the things we're watching is, how is the money flowing in, and what does it look like? And is there going to be buyers, new money coming in besides just the trade? And I think that's what we're going to see. I think one of the things that we're starting to see is some outside money that, that looking for alternative investments coming into the grain space. And I think that's one of the things that's helping us hold. And I think that'll be the thing that'll push us higher when it's all said and done.
Do you think options are still one of the best ways to go these days, or are they getting really too pricey to take advantage of?
Options are a good way. It depends on it really depends on your personal objective. If you want to, take it just a shot, which sometimes we'd like to do, then you'd probably do it in the option market because you can define the risk without having to worry about it. If you're trying to, hedge against, you might use a combination, and build a little bit of a synthetic. One of the things I love to do is, I think that, everybody should be at least protecting, let's say $4 corn. We were just at $4.10. I think we're going higher, but again, I'd like to make sure I'm locking in here at $4. And I would use a little bit of a combination of future and options to lock in about $4. And then if they go to $5, I get to play all the way to $5. But if they go down to $3.50, I'm covered at the, $4, $3.90, something around there. And that's the way I like to play those types of trades.
How does the pool of investor money stack up right now versus what it normally would in other years? In other words, how large is the pool, and are they net short, net long? There was some concern last week where we had the big drop in the grain trade, and yet the commitment of traders report showed the funds had gone net long, but that would have been as of the day before the big drop. So where do we now stand here this year?
I think we're pretty mixed, Marla. I think one of the things we should remember is that, people talk about money on the sidelines for everything. There's always money on the sidelines. If there's something worth doing, there's going to be money for it. And I think one of the things that's keeping money away, or has kept money away from the grains and from the agricultural alternative investment strategies, is the strength of the stock market and the overwhelming, chase for yield. Now, of course, we get to these prices, and if the markets, which they should start to see some pressure, there will be a search to find that next great investment. And right now, at these levels and these prices, I don't think there's any better spot than the ag space. So I think that's where you'll start to see the money flow, and those pools will rebuild again. They've been very quiet over the last couple of years because, again, you're chasing yield in the stock market, and the stock market's going up every day. It's hard to get them away from there.
Okay, Todd, we'll come back in just a moment and visit more about the markets. Our guest is Todd Bubba Horowitz of BubbaTrading.com. He's located in Chicago, and we'll have more with Todd when we come back in just a moment. Back, I'm Marlon Bowling with you, along with Zach Trautman, who runs the board. He's our producer-engineer. Todd Bubba Horowitz is on the other end of this long telephone line here. It ends up in Chicago on the other end, and he's with BubbaTrading.com. And I wanted to visit with you about this wheat market here with the mixed action seen in the wheat overnight. Now, Minneapolis retains its leadership role over the other two exchanges, but what do you tell farmers that now have wheat in the bin and they need to figure out how to market that stuff this year? Is this a decent price right now, or do you think better times are ahead?
In Chicago or Minneapolis, by Chicago.
There you go. So what do you think? I mean, as we get later into the year here, what does the future hold for the wheat overall?
Well, I think wheat's going higher. I've been on wheat since it was in the high threes, low fours, and say I thought that we'd get 550 when we got there, but I think we got more to go. But certainly, if I can get, those Minneapolis prices and get it, I would certainly sell some here. Where do I think we can go? Maybe $6. If we can get there, if we get some reasonable action, maybe a little bit higher than that, $6.50. I mean, there's really, obviously we've seen times where there's no high. There's no high price high enough or no price low enough. And right now, you know, we look pretty solid. It's been a little bit weak the last few days. But remember where we came from. I mean, you know, just a year ago, you were at 381, I believe, was the number. So here we are, you know, in the mid fives and looking to go higher. And but you got to make sure you're protected. Again, one of the things we often forget is that the bad times come when you don't expect them. And if you're not protecting yourself, then you're only looking for trouble for yourself. And that's, I think, the thing you need to do. And if you can get those Minneapolis prices, I would certainly take some off the table here right now.
Well, I know you've been struggling with this hog market here this summer, and now that the July contract has gone off of the board, you know, we've had a couple of fairly steep drops here over the past couple of weeks, and then it just seems like it has gone kind of flat here. Is it on life support? What's going on with the hogs?
Well, I think they're pretty much on life support. I think they're going lower, as I've said. You know, you're right. I did need a Heimlich a couple of times over the summer with the hogs, but I think that this is it, and 80 is pretty much of a key number, and we get below it again, I think you're going to see 73 or around that neighborhood. You know, again, it's not that I don't like them, but I think that the formation is telling us that. And if you look out in the future, you know, these backwardation numbers are huge and the spreads are huge. And it just tells you that we should be going lower. And I think that squeeze from July is now over. That was, I think, what was holding it up. If you remember, again, they separated. They were the exact same price in April. And by the time July goes off the board, July was like $14 over, which is a ridiculous move. But it was a great move. You owned them and you could sell them. It was great.
If the hogs would come back and make one more run to the upside here, it sure would look really ominous in the form of a head and shoulders top, wouldn't it, on the long-term charts?
Yeah, it would. And I think one of the things we got to remember is that, you know, the things don't keep going up straight up, and they've been extremely strong. You know, if we go back, you know, turn the clock back from very weak to now very strong. And, of course, usually that'll balance and we should revert back to the mean. And I think we're going to start to see, unless there's some crisis, but I don't think foresee that. I think we start to see lower prices. And, you know, those are the patterns that also fit. And it's a very long-term pattern that would be correct, that we could see that and that could send them back lower, which would make sense going back into the later months.
I saw a few cash cattle sales yesterday, and it appears on the surface that would be roughly about $2 or $3 under what we had last week. Now, it was barely enough for a market trend, that's for sure. We'll get the Fed cattle exchange later on today. But are you concerned about what the cash trade might do this week here?
Well, I think that cattle's going lower, so I think that it ties in line. I think we need, you know, we should be going, the fat cattle should be going to about 112 and a half or 113, and then I think that will be the ultimate bottom in which you will look to be buyers. I think one of the problems we've had is we get a little bit too carried away, and a couple of these recent rallies were too fast and too big and too sharp. They can't sustain it, which is what we're seeing now, and I think feeders have quite a bit more to go. I think feeders probably got about 10 bucks to go lower, but then again, I'm looking to be a buyer, but at lower prices. And this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Today's show is brought to you by audibletrial.com/thebubbashow, caspertrial.com/thebubbashow, and getbarkbox.com/thebubbashow. Check them out. In the meantime, everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you enjoyed our little compilation of some farming stuff, and we will see you back here tomorrow, same time, same station. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
When it's
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.